For the past 4 years, our nation's immigration policy was the equivalent of a keep out sign on the front yard. That didn't stop desperate migrants from seeking refuge. The border wall was the physical embodiment of that policy. It was the top priority for the previous administration and the most motivating issue for the Republican base, who were promised that Mexico would pay for it. Former President Donald Trump routinely battled with members of Congress, including those from his own party, over funding for the wall. That dispute led to a 35-day government shutdown in 2018, the longest in our nation's history. Trump eventually gave up on budgeting new money and decided instead to divert money that had already been budgeted for other purposes. He took $3.6 billion intended for military projects throughout the world and funneled it all to the southern border. It's estimated that by the time he left office, Trump had spent $15 billion and completed some 380 miles of new barrier. None of that has been successful. Despite that massive investment, the Border Patrol has reported a record number of apprehensions at the southern border this year. There are more migrant children in federal shelters than ever before. Last week, new President Joe Biden pulled the plug on the whole operation. He announced that they would end all contracts for wall construction and return the money that had been diverted from the Defense Department. He also announced that they would spend some of the $1.4 billion appropriated for wall construction to repair environmental damage caused by that construction. It is, obviously, the height of wasteful spending to halt a project midway through. But this project never should have been started. The notion that we were going to build an impenetrable wall the length of the southern border to solve our immigration problem was always going to work better at campaign rallies than in reality. And the notion that we would bully Mexico into paying for a wall intended to keep their people out is absurd. The border wall was always more about symbolism than security. It was a message, not only to those in Mexico, but to all our southern neighbors, that America has become a gated community. Along with halting construction on the wall, Biden also ended the Remain in Mexico policy that had been imposed by Trump. That's led to a temporary crisis at the border, with more unaccompanied children flowing into the system than it can accommodate. The solution is not a wall, but rather investments in shelters that will allow unaccompanied children to be housed humanely, and in immigration courts that will allow for their cases to be resolved quickly. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.